This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Teachers are still on strike in the Sheridan School District, just south of Denver, but the district is reopening some schools this week. District leaders met with the Sheridan Educators Association over the weekend, but talks stalled, and union officials say school board members didn't show up. The Colorado Education Association says fewer than 30 students out of roughly 800 were in class on Monday, as many families refuse to cross picket lines. In Greeley, workers at the JBS meatpacking plant are returning to work after 3 weeks on the picket line. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Employees will return to the job on April 7th, the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 said in a statement over the weekend. The union says JBS agreed to reopen contract negotiations. The union says more than 3,000 workers walked off the job on March 16th to demand better pay and safety protocols. The strike was the first at a U.S. meatpacking plant in decades. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Housing prices in Colorado Springs have ticked up heading into spring, but CPR's Dan Boyce says those prices aren't as high as they were at this time last year.
The median price for a single-family home in Colorado Springs was $475,000 in March. It's a modest increase from February, but a full $20,000 less than March 2025. For condos and townhomes, the drop from 2025 is even bigger. The median sales price for a condo in March was $312,000. That's $50,000 lower than the same price last year. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado's future Front Range passenger train has a name, the Colorado Connector, or COCO for short. More than 25,000 Coloradans voted in the naming competition. The route will run from Fort Collins down to Pueblo and is expected to start operating in 2032. This is CPR News.